Suffering is not the enemy. Suffering is the signal. The sacred flare shot up from the soul when something within you has separated from the truth. We suffer because we forgot who we are. We suffer when we betray ourselves to be accepted. We suffer when we believe that our value must be earned, proven, or explained. Suffering is the echo of an ancient grief, a soul memory of being once whole and then forgetting. It is not a punishment. It is the invitation home. When you avoid suffering, it festers. When you judge it, it hides. But when you meet it with presence, not strategy, not solutions, but sacred witnessing, it begins to soften. It begins to speak. Suffering says, "I am not here to destroy you. I am here to return you." It is the friction between your true self and the illusion you've been taught to wear. Every time you abandon your essence to fit in. Every time you silence your truth to stay safe. Every time you forget that you are already enough, suffering rings the bell. And when you finally listen, not to fix it, but to feel it, it begins to unravel. Suffering is not a flaw in the system. It is a feature of remembrance. And the moment you let it speak without fear, it will lead you not into more pain, but into wholeness. Because the opposite of suffering is not comfort. It is truth. This passage is from Beloved, You Are the Key. If you're suffering right now, may you be reminded that it is not the end of you. It is the beginning of your return.